This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour on the DJV program every week. We take an hour to review the items that are on Talkers Magazine list of the top stories of the week. This is the week of December 6th to the 10th, by the way. People list as well. So we'll go through this with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner and come up with some thoughts about these things as we've talked about them during the week, some of them we haven't talked about, but they are there according to this. The research that's done is sort of a compilation of listening to radio programs, talking to hosts, management people, that sort of thing. So, at number 10 this week, remembering December 7th. And I think that's more important. I look at all this, you know, number 3 this week is January 6th. I'd like to think that what happened on December 7th was more important than what happened on January 6th. And is it just a matter of time? But to have, I think it's, I don't know, it's kind of insulting. I don't know. Whatever it is, January 6th to me is not that important a deal. And we keep digging around and you know, going around like a, with a toilet bowl with a circling water in it. And meanwhile,
well, I actually say doing that makes it less serious and more political, right? So instead of dealing with it, because there aren't people who I think it's okay to just barge into the Capitol. I certainly don't.
No, it isn't.
I had problems with, you know, with people going into government spaces all the time. The thing is that there are already so many investigations, and you're hearing the stories about all of the people who haven't even been charged and have been sitting in prison for a year. And when we're talking about criminal justice reform, well, they're certainly not getting the benefit of that at all. It keeps getting called an insurrection, and not one person has been charged with insurrection. These are trespassing charges. So it's just, the more this goes on and the more this is looking, the more it looks like it's a political witch hunt.
Well,
and I think it takes away the seriousness of it.
Guys,
I mean,
on the group like Adam Schiff, a bunch of grandstanders, apparently there are 3 witnesses that have ties to Donald Trump that have said that they will not. They'll invoke their constitutional right against self-incrimination. They were subpoenaed to testify. Does it have the same impact, though, as going to court? If you're being asked to testify and you don't choose to, then is it the same thing? Is it the same level?
Yeah, like you're seeing Steve Bannon, who's going to face a misdemeanor of ditching out on the subpoena. But how far is it going to go is the question, because it is a little bit different when you have a panel fully comprised of Democrats and, well, 2 Republicans. One of them is your friend Liz Cheney, who are not really kind of on the bandwagon. Does it look political? I think the missed opportunity here is if this had bipartisan commitment to it, I think it would have more weight and seriousness. But when you have Adam Schiff like leading this, we've known for years Adam Schiff's just been lying about stuff. And so it's like you've got FBI investigations going on for the real criminals at the scene. Now they just want to know the inner workings of what was going on with Trump and his inner circle. And it does then appear to be like a witch hunt being used just in time to release it in 2022 when the midterm elections are going to be happening, because come January 3rd, that's all we're going to be talking about is midterms and elections and all of that stuff.
And that won't be all I'm talking about, and won't be all this program is talking
we'll
about.
We'll break the mold, but you know what I mean. It'll be a huge part.
All right, so speaking of a huge part, number 9 this week on the countdown list of stories focuses on the weather and the climate and that sort of thing. We've had a big snowstorm across the upper Midwest. The weather on the 2 coasts, California is cold. Massachusetts, where I am, is pretty warm. Where you are, Victoria, in the 50s and 60s this weekend, which is pretty unusual for this time of year.
Yeah.
Even with sunshine next week, temperatures predicted to be in the upper 40s, low 50s, which is about 10 degrees, maybe, you know, give or take 10 degrees above what is normal. So now more grousing. At some point in time, though, because this shows up on the countdown list almost every week, how much more can we say? How much more? I mean, it's time for action if you want to, but to talk about talk.
But then they poo-poo when, you know, Biden signed an executive order to make the United States government carbon neutral by 2050. And people, you know, it's like, well, they want to talk about climate change. And there are certain parts of Alaska that were 30 degrees warmer than, yeah. I mean, all parts of the Upper West.
But if you look at the total history that you can find of the planet and its weather, it has been up and down for millions of years. How do you know that? I don't know that.
Because
they talk about the core.
The way you can tell how old a fossil is, carbon dating, it's the same. They use the same methods, similar methods, for you can see weather patterns. They drill into the ocean, into the bedrock. They can see where all the major storms are. It's twice as much recently as it was ever.
But what are they going, what is they, what are we? I don't know what they are going to do. I want to know what we are going to do. What are we supposed to do? The guilt that comes, well, I'm going to buy an electric car. Okay, good. So do you really even at this point in time realize that you're not carbon neutral, you're not affecting the climate or the atmosphere at all by doing that because you still have electric power that's produced by fossil fuels? So at some point, 30 years from now, maybe we'll get there.
Well, I think we have to really focus more on wind and solar, which on the coast,
nuclear power. I don't think anybody who talks about climate change is really serious unless they talk about nuclear power.
I'm with you, Jennifer, on that.
Yep. One of the ways that you can fix things relatively easily and cheaper.
But the problem, though, is the disposal.
How much of a problem is
the nuclear waste?
Really, how much of a problem is it?
Look what happens when there's one accident. We're still dealing with, look what Japan is doing now. They're dumping all that radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean.
Well, that's because they were irresponsible.
Right, but my point, though, is that's what happens, though. And every single time we have nuclear power in a power plant, something happens. If you can't trust the Japanese, then, you know, if nuclear power exists wherever, I don't, and then now we used to bury all the nuclear waste in those diodes. They used to be buried way up in. They were frozen, but they're now uncovered because the ice caps have all melted, and so now that radioactive material is being exposed in certain parts of on indigenous lands. It's a mess.
That's an exaggeration. The ice caps have not all melted. Some
where
things have melted. There
you can
melting.
Look this up. This is a major problem for nuclear power.
No question about it.
That right now that they are exposed and they were not before, and it was not even a thought that we would have to worry about it, and now it is true, and that's that they are buried in those glaciers that are literally collapsing every day. A mess.
So, but what? Okay, we keep talking about it being a mess. What are we going to do to fix it?
I don't know. I don't think the answer is to build more nuclear power plants when now the Pacific Ocean is going to have two-headed tuna. For the next 50 years?
I think it's got to be part of the conversation, though. There is no way that wind and solar is going to handle the entire handle the entire country. It's just not going to happen. It's not realistic. And it's also really dependent on China, which I don't know how much any of us really want to do.
All right, number eight, the social media realities, figuring out what a real cretin Zuckerberg is. That's really what it boils down to, for me anyway. And why do I even keep my Facebook page? Does it hurt him if I stop using Facebook to try to enjoy my family and friends and post stuff that I find fun? I'm not distracted so much by him.
Well, the problem is it's so ingrained in everyone. It's a habit now. There's no way anyone's going to break that habit. So Facebook isn't going to go anywhere. I don't use it, but I use Instagram, and that's owned by Meta. So, you know, It's not going to go anywhere, but it's still just...
What you have is a result of the concentration of power in the hands of a few. And that's been something that people have railed about, people who were our founding fathers. You have people like Eisenhower who said, beware the military-industrial complex.
This is sort of the same thing. It's not military, but it's an industrial way of controlling people's thinking.
Well, that's why, I mean, the progressives really want to, they're very much for breaking up Facebook and breaking up all these big tech companies.
Used to break up the idea when I was a kid, AT&T was broken up into the baby bells, and now all those companies become hugely important again, or they become hugely powerful. The likes of Verizon, that came out of the breakup of AT&T. And you look around at some of these other companies that have become huge again and difficult, if not impossible, to deal with. And who's making them toe the mark so that the consumer is protected? Verizon is a damnable horror show to deal with. And yet, who's making them toe the mark?
Well, they took away their immunity. I mean, so much of it is that there's no accountability when it comes to
some
of these businesses, because you can't sue them for what's right. I mean, this is part of what you get, these protections, and so they can say whatever they want, they can do whatever they want, and they're not held accountable. I think if that's one way. I mean, people can choose to go on these platforms or not, but that's one way that we can combat some of this oppression, at least on social media platforms, certainly, is if you allow people to sue if there's bad information, if they're harmed.
16, almost 17 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits of News Talk Radio.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure, not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
All right, back on the Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The number six item, something that we talked about at great length on the DJV program this week, voter legislation and the opportunity in New York for people who pay taxes to vote in local elections. That's just the first step in allowing people who ought to go through the whole process before they're allowed to vote. This is my read on it anyway. But it's more, you know, immigrants having a say, and I'm not opposed to immigrants, but you got, it sounds like it's the same old story, and it sounds like we're beating a dead horse on this one, as we have been. It's kind of like climate change. It's the same stuff over and over again. So what new can we add to it other than the wrinkle in New York City where people who are paying taxes will be able to vote just in local elections, though, Victoria? You've stressed that when we talked about
this. This is not a statewide thing. You cannot vote on state or federal elections. You can only vote for the mayor of New York City and city council members who represent your district where you live. That's it.
Pretty powerful, though. I mean, the mayor of New York City is no joke. I mean, that's a powerful
decision. Yeah, agreed. The charts continue to be our focus here at 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's 23 after the hour. Thanks. I threw away a half hour of your life here. It's trending time. Each hour on the DJV program at this point, Jay Kirshner has an overview of some of the comments from our DJV socials and some of the stories that are trending that are everywhere, pretty much all the things we talk about. And I guess by nature, the nature of the design of this program and the list from Talkers Magazine, which, by the way, you can find at talkers.com and djvshow.com, the question about COVID vaccines and whether or not you would be required to have them in order to get onto a plane or a train or whatever in this country. What sort of response did you get for that question, Jay?
It was a little bit mixed. More people were against it than for it. Jana Tamerson says these airlines need us more than we need them and questions why the government would want to make more hurdles for the travel industry. Glenda Coleman asks why she needs to be forced to get vaccinated if both vaxxed and unvaxxed can get sick and spread the illness. Linda Marshall's on the other side where she tweeted that she wishes it would happen because she doesn't want to be in an enclosed space sitting next to someone who is not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Well, then your choice is to not fly. I guess you can make that choice. Get on a plane or drive. I mean, get on a train. But this would be something with all public transportation.
Well, trains would be the same thing.
How would you do that in the local sense, though, in terms of riding the bus in New York City or Boston or Memphis or wherever you are? Nashville, you're going to have a
enforcing
vaccination.
Enforcing it would just be
a nightmare.
Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. So also in the COVID pew, there's a student who got a vaccine without parental permission. Good, bad, or indifferent? The idea
yeah.
of people.
Yeah.
Well, he got pizza.
Yeah. So right. This story, in case you missed it, the student was pretty much bribed pizza to get vaccinated and told not to tell his mom.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, so pretty much
I want everyone to get vaccinated,
period.
But holy
yeah.
gosh, that
regardless
is like
of,
so egregious.
Yeah, regardless of how you feel about vaccinations, period,
yeah.
everybody was against this. Lem Turnberg called it horrible, adding that nothing coming out of California is really a surprise anymore.
How old was the dude? The kid was like was 10 or something, right? Something
fifth
like that?
Grader or something, I feel like. It's not, it, not okay. Old, 13, I think, maybe. 13 okay. years old. But the mother was like, why did you take? He's like, well, she offered me pizza, but she told me not to tell anyone or she'd get in trouble. So the woman even knew she was doing something
right.
wrong.
It oh, my God.
Lord. Yeah, this is just horrible. Charlene Greer says she would be angry if she was the parent. And Carrie Peters commented how wrong it is. Also adding there should be a lawsuit over this and questioning.
Absolutely.
Questioning what would have happened if this kid was somebody who had an adverse reaction to the vaccine.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Why comments on the worker shortage problem and all of the supply chain issues. That happens to be number two this week on the countdown, the supply chain, the backup and the labor shortage, that sort of thing. So what are some of our listeners saying about that, Jay?
Yeah, it was really interesting how people were responding to this. Jeff Schneider says it's a diverse spectrum of reasons, including choice of unemployment, forced unemployment, workers went to work-from-home jobs or found other jobs. Mike Willard adds his company he worked for shut down for no reason, and he looked for decent work and couldn't find anything, so he started his own business.
Good for him.
A lot of people
yeah.
did start their own business because
that.
They saw, yeah, a lot of people did that. It's the guy before this guy, I forget his name now, he's yeah. absolutely right. This was such a complex issue, and everyone just blamed this on, oh, well, the government's paying people to stay home. That
yes,
was such a small
work.
Part of the big puzzle. It's a complicated issue that I don't think it's going to get figured out for years to come.
But the simple question is, where'd everybody go that was working? We didn't have these problems before COVID, so where'd everybody go? I get that some people retired or were...
Well, the thing is, there's so many careers out there that you don't have to deal with a consumer. You deal with other businesses. There's data entry positions. Corey Braxton tweeted out that she was a salaried worker, and she was working her way up when she was fired, and she's been struggling to find full-time work that substitutes for the income she lost.
Mm-hmm. A lot of ups and
yeah,
downs here.
Found other jobs.
Yeah. All right, good work. Thank you, Jay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Al Unser, one of only four drivers to win the Indianapolis 500 a record four times, died Thursday following a long illness. He was 82. Mr. Unser describes his favorite sounding engine in 2018.
Well, the loudest one that I ever run against was the Nova. The Nova had a sound that was unbelievable. I mean, it was pure horsepower.
Jesse Smollett's conviction Thursday for lying to police about a racist homophobic attack came nearly 3 years after his plea was echoed by mainstream media and Democrat leaders as fact. It was actually a lie. Prosecutor Dan Webb.
But the true facts, I thought, needed to come out, and we did it.
He also said the Chicago Police Department was vindicated by the jury's verdict. Post-trial motions will be held via Zoom on January 27th, but no sentencing date has been set. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As a report from D.C.'s National Guard commander, then-Major General William Walker says the Army's January 6 report describes events that never actually happened. Walker is now the sergeant-at-arms in the House. Texas Representative Republican Louie Gohmert told Newsmax yesterday that the mostly partisan House Select Committee on January 6 is a vigilante group that is out of control.
But they're going way beyond what they're entitled to. They really have become a vigilante group. They're out of control. They're wanting to use this commission to punish people that had nothing to do with what went on January 6th. And basically, the Democrats are using it as a political tool to come after opponents. This commission got in seizing documents, and what records did they get, and who cooperated to give away privileged, protected documents and information? We need to know how badly compromised this power-hungry group of Democrats have become.
The Texas congressman proposed a countercommittee to investigate the alleged abuses of the January 6th commission. So far, the committee has subpoenaed former White House advisor Steve Bannon, personal director John McEntee, senior advisor Stephen Miller, and political consultant Roger Stone. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Four at the hour now. Here we are creeping back into your lives. I'm looking at the picture of a youngster getting a shot. The FDA authorizing Pfizer boosters for 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds. So everybody's going to have one by the time this whole fiasco is all over. Whatever comes next, we hopefully... And I've seen some things this week. I'm jumping ahead a little bit because COVID's number one. That suggests that there is enough, the properties of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, especially Moderna, seem to be effective against Omicron or Omicron or Clungabung or whatever it is.
Omicron, I know everyone's, it's like the buzzy thing to talk about, but Omicron, for me, I'm in New Jersey, not far outside of New York City, where we've got huge surges again, hospitalizations are way up, and it's all Delta. It's not Omicron. Yeah. So I think people need to stop focusing on what may be hitting
Omicron
us in the future
and figure, focus
right on what's happening. It's Delta. It's still 99.something% of all the cases are Delta.
Before we leave number six, the immigration reform discussion is part of this whole malaise of this mess of muck and mire here with regard to people that come into the country. The truck that overturned in Mexico this week was a trailer truck with 100 people in it. Jeez. 53 of the people in the trailer died in the crash instantly. And so you know these things are going on. What's anybody that supposedly is in authority trying to do to stop it? It doesn't look like there's any of these things. These trucks are loaded with people, and they're all over the place all the time in Mexico, trying to get them up to the border to get them across the border. There even have been some drivers that were bold enough to take the truck or try to take the truck across the border with the people in it.
Oh, no, they do that all the time. The trucks come over the border all the time. There was, just this week, actually, there was video of a woman who was an American citizen who was, I think, had a list of priors, which included sex trafficking. But, of course, in California with no cash bail and all this, you know, you get in trouble for sex trafficking while you're out again and on the prowl. And so she's got a car full of illegals, or excuse me, not sex trafficking, human trafficking. And she comes into the country, police figure it out, and so they start following her. These people keep rolling out of the car. You can see the video. You can Google it for yourself. These people are throwing open the door and rolling and running out of the car because they think that the police are coming at them. She blows through, turns around, and blows through one of the traffic arms to get back into Mexico. It's crazy, and it's brazen, and she didn't get caught because once she got into Mexico, the jurisdiction ended, and they just had to let her go. And so all these people get dunked off, you know, rolling out of vehicles and just running. I don't know. I think the message is, do not come the wrong way. Do not come. We are going to turn you away. And unfortunately, I don't think that the administration right now is wanting to do that. And I don't know why. Because we've had 2 million people that they know of come into the country this year. Like, how much more room is there?
Number 5 is our relationship with China. I think, Victoria, you have perhaps the best story of the week about the hackers, the Chinese hackers, and what has, I don't know how many people know or are aware of the nuance of this, but it's worth a minute or so of our time to talk about them. Not that we don't expect that they're behind it, the Russians and the Chinese, but this was pretty blatant, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the story was that Microsoft was able to shut down 42 websites that are being operated by this group out of China called Nickel. And so Microsoft's actually been tracking them since 2016. And so they've been able to shut down 42 of their websites. It's a big disruption for the hacking group because a lot of the stuff they use ransomware, but it's certainly just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this is not going to shut down anything. This is whack-a-mole at this point, you know.
All right, number 4 on the list, moving up toward number 1, the Russian situation at the Ukraine, or I'm not supposed to say the Ukraine, at the border of Ukraine. And so whether they're, I think Biden was getting a little starchy with them, and looks like they backed down a little bit, doesn't it? And as we get to the end of the week, the soldiers were all there, and Biden said, if you do it, we're going to do this. And the Russians seem to be
the other part of the problem is that... Go ahead, Jen.
Oh, no. I was just going to say they haven't backed down yet. We don't know what's going to happen. It was just the conversation was there. And Biden said, we're going to escalate our economic sanctions if you continue to bring troops in. If you attack, he laid down all the threats. The only problem is that after it was all done, he was asked if bringing our troops were in or off the table. And look, I don't want Biden to bring our troops into that area. We are not that closely allied with Ukraine anyway. The only reason we go over there is because of NATO. We don't need this to be a military interaction for the U.S. So, of course, we know that. But on camera, Biden said, well, no, we're not bringing troops in is off the table. You have to let Russia think that it is very much on the table because the only thing Russia responds to is
pressure.
Strength.
Well, I don't know that you need to have U.S. troops there. I mean, the whole plan is for us to beef up the NATO, existing NATO troops, and I think that can happen. One of the other reasons that maybe will give some pause to Putin's actions is that Germany has now shut down that Nord pipeline. So there's no gas flowing through that pipeline at all. And so that's something that Russia really needs. And so Germany is now in control of that. So I don't know. I think it's a multi-pronged effort to contain Putin and his ego and his creeping back into
are so in this circumstance dependent on one person So you can imagine a country the size of Russia that is so dependent. And I suppose you can say that, but it's not even that bad in China because there's a ruling group.
It's one party rule basically that causes problems and corruption.
With Biden. With Putin, it's one. Never mind one party. It's one person.
Well, that's by design. But that's by design. And it's kind of. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of one person in China too. So.
What's interesting about China, there's a little bit of a difference. So Putin looks like the bad guy. Putin's always like, his ego is like, the buck stops here. I'm the guy that makes all the decisions. What's interesting about China is that Chairman Xi is the guy who is making all the decisions and who is really the bad guy, but he gives himself protection with his government around him. And so he can go and talk to Biden. He can talk to Trump. He can talk whoever the president is and have that, good nature. Your conversation, well, hello, my friend, but, in the meantime, he's got a knife in your back because he's surrounded by people who do his dirty work.
All right, before we get to number one, the COVID variants and the discussion of a mass disabling event, I mean, it's tied to the Chinese anyway. That should be with the China relationship, all the discussion about COVID, the variants, and the disabling event that it has been is all tied directly to China. I have the people list here, just for your information. Lauren Boebert and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez taking a lot of oxygen out of the room for no good reason, the two of them, both of them. And this is how we're ruling. This is how people are handling their job, by attacking one another. It started with Boebert, from what I can see, but still.
Well, it was Boebert versus Ilhan Omar, so I haven't heard. I mean, AOC has had her own stuff with student debt and everything. She's gotten a lot of headlines this week, but canceling student debt. But I don't know that AOC has gone against Boebert. I don't know. Are they also? Who knows? It's
all too much talk and not. I mean, it's a waste of time. Shai Zai Zing, whatever his name is number 8. Putin is 7. Mark Meadows and Nancy Pelosi. So I don't. If I knew who Mark Meadows was, I've forgotten. Who's Mark
He's
Meadows?
He's got that new book out. Trump's chief of staff?
He's the chief of staff.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
But the reason that he's on the list is not because of his book, sadly for him. I'm sure he wishes it was for that. But he has sued Nancy Pelosi because of the January 6th commission. So he feels like they're coming after everyone in Trump's inner circle with the subpoenas and everything. So now he has sued Nancy Pelosi for all of that. So it's a big
waste of time. Trump is 5. Kevin McCarthy is 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Phony Fauci is 2, and Joe Biden is 1. I noticed that Mrs. Biden gave an interview this week at Camp David about the mental fitness of her husband. That seemed a little bizarre, but is that she obviously loves the guy and is sticking up for him. But why would that have been? I wouldn't have let.
I haven't
that in
seen
my
that interview,
sights.
But I don't. I mean, obviously she was asked. I don't think she just volunteered to do an interview about his mental health, but. I think it's all ageism, and it was ageism against Trump too. It was,
Yeah, right, or ageism against anybody.
And don't forget,
Ronald
Reagan. I think there were a lot of people who would have loved to have talked to Nancy about what the stuff was going on. So I'm sure every time they get Jill in the crosshairs, they're going to talk about that.
Yeah. All right. So we will have our conversation about COVID and the variants, the vaccines, the mandates, the politics of it, because it is number one this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Again, the list published every Friday. You can get it at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. So our dealing with COVID after this.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box, put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com. All right, so let's get back into it. Although I think I'm doing a disservice. Let me spend another minute on the number two item this week has to do with inflation and the Build It Back Better bill. The Senate has passed a way to clear the debt ceiling. So a 59-35 vote. Congress is on a path once again to raising the debt ceiling so the government won't close down, because we can't get a handle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse, the corruption in our government, and we just sit here and as citizens and take it. We're all stupid. We really are. These people who got us, they play their hand over a barrel. It's like theater. We think it's great amusement. Meanwhile, there's only like 23% of the dollars that you pay that actually go to anything. The rest of it is waste or entitlements or the interest on the debt.
So you're waiting in line for a slice of bread on a shelf for paying 20 bucks for it.
Yep, here we go back to that. Okay, so number one, the COVID thing. I thought it was interesting. Chris Christie this week said it was undeniable he got COVID from Trump.
Well, it came from Mark Meadows' book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was suspected because he was doing, you know, debate prep. And apparently now in Mark Meadows' book, he disclosed that he knew Trump tested positive, like, 5 days or something before Chris Christie ended up in the intensive care on a ventilator with it. Or on oxygen, not a ventilator, but he was, you know, on oxygen and very, very sick. So Chris Christie said he wishes Mark Meadows had given him a heads up and he would have worn a mask. I mean, Chris Christie almost died from it. He had a really bad case. And he was overweight and he had asthma and he had all kinds of issues going into it. But, yeah, that's where that came from. I don't know that he was upset with Trump so much, but I think the fact that Mark Meadows was keeping it from people and allowing Trump to just kind of sort of, you know, circulate without wearing a mask at so many different events, and it became like a super spreader.
All right, the state of Nevada is going to impose insurance surcharges on unvaccinated state workers. Can they get away with that? That seems like a really over the top.
No.
Huh? An insurance surcharge on unvaccinated. How do they do that?
You're like my friend. It's like, you know, one of my friends who got denied medical service because she wasn't vaccinated. She's lupus. She was having a flare. She didn't want to get the vaccine. She's turned away. Now, I mean, that's going to be the next step. I'm sure there's going to be justification for it because they think it's for the greater good, which just seems ridiculous.
One of the things people are talking about this week is the number of people that are in the hospital because they have Delta. I think you said this a few minutes ago, didn't you, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
That the Delta is the thing to worry about. Omicron.
Yeah, forget Omicron.
Exactly.
I'm not worried about Omicron. I keep telling everyone looks at me weird. I'm like, I'm worried about Delta. Delta is what's putting people in the hospital right now. And our hospitals are filling up again in New York and in New Jersey. People, there's a huge surge after Thanksgiving, which we expected. Kids have it all over New Jersey.
But what are you going
now
to do about it? Most everybody's getting vaccinated, or certainly majority of people are getting vaccinated.
It depends where you are. And I mean, there's some very, very low vaccination rates in other states. I mean, there are some states that have like 19% vaccination rates.
What state would that be?
I believe it's a couple counties in South Carolina, North Carolina. You'd be surprised. I was looking at the map by county. It's pretty shocking.
Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner here on our routine visit every week to the issues on Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. It's 10 before the hour.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Talk, in a manner of speaking, here on the DJV program with Nick Miles, who is our auto expert, your auto expert. His website, ourautoexpert.com, loaded with ways for you to find a car, for example. And I was told by my friend, the Ford dealer, that the way to get a car is to order it. And Ford is promoting that a lot in their advertising, are they not? So why is that? Yeah. Why can't the dealers order as well as the individuals?
Because then you put your, then you stake your claim in it. It's like licking the piece of the Christmas cake before you have your dessert. Then you know no one else is going to take it.
So it's your car. You're not competing with somebody else to buy the car. Uh-huh.
Right. Because then it's yours. And when it arrives, 2 years down the road or 6 months, depending on how long it takes to make it, it's yours and you have it. Plus you get to order it, Doug. And we know how particular you are about how you have your vehicles. You get to have it just the way you want it.
I remember when everybody used to order their cars, right?
Yeah, well, they do in Europe, too. That's exactly how it works in Europe. I prefer it that way because I want things a certain way as well.
Yeah, but this, we become educated to doing it the easy way, so the lots get filled up with all kinds of choices, supposedly. Anyway, I don't know.
In America, we got used to, and maybe it is the fault of McDonald's, we got used to walking into restaurants and having food ready for us, you know, now, instead of having some guy in the back make it when we were, you know, fresh, when we wanted it that way. But we had it ready and wrapped and ready to go. And I think that sort of started in the 1950s, pre-1950s.
Fast cars, fast food.
Yeah. Exactly. So maybe we're going back to having it made to order. And it seems fast. To be the
that was the old slogan, wasn't it? Fast food, fast cars, fast women.
Yes, exactly. And maybe we're going back to homemade cars, homemade, no, I don't know. I was going to go to the women thing, but it doesn't really work.
Right. All right. Carjackers are using Apple AirTags to steal high-end vehicles. What do you think of that?
Well, I think they're always trying to find little ways in using technology to get around AirTags or using technology to find cars, to get into cars, to use technology to track vehicles, those type of things. But I don't think it necessarily works. I always tell everybody, look, get a great alarm system on your vehicle and always do the sensible things. And it's unlikely that anybody's ever going to steal your vehicle if you have a good alarm system. I always get third-party alarm systems on my car. Some of the new high-end cars, especially BMWs, have great alarm systems where every time you lock the vehicle, it locks on a different code. And the key generates a code that's different in the car each time it does it. So that's even the dealer can't pop it. Yeah. So it's really hard. In fact, last time I had a convertible, even if you put your hands inside the vehicle, it goes off because it recognizes an arm coming inside to grab something from the car. So they're getting pretty sophisticated, and it's harder and harder. The biggest problem, of course, is those catalytic converter thieves, and we still haven't quite worked out how to stop them.
Well, you stop using catalytic converters.
Yeah, true. True. That would solve it.
All right, so you have to excuse me. I have a sneezing fit going on at the moment. The cars that people are ordering are what you would expect, the SUVs. The sedans and stuff are on the lots, right?
Yeah, so that's interesting that you say that. I asked the guys at J.D. Power to give me a list of what vehicles were on the lot, what vehicles were available if you had to go buy them, and what vehicles just weren't, you could not buy. And they tell me that there is probably about a month supply on the lot, or just a little more than a month supply, of those big American-style sedans, like the vehicles like the Chrysler 300.
Yeah.
Those are the vehicles that nobody wants, those large-style old sedans. Yeah. And there's only about four or five of those still made in the United States. Those are the only vehicles, really, that you could go to a dealer lot and find plenty of sitting on a lot. The vehicles that you really can't find any of on a lot are the vehicles, of course, SUVs are the vehicles that anybody wants. That's the hardest vehicles to find on the lot.
What about the Camaro and the Mustang and the Challenger, all these fast cars, sort of the sporty cars? Are they selling?
Yeah, premium sports cars are the hardest ones to get. The Corvette, the Porsche 911, those type of things. They are the least available cars on the lot. And so you're right. Sexy is in, and big family cars are out, my friend.
Uh-huh. Well, and don't have a big family, and you'd be all set.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.